I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us for our 36th annual Spring Gala on February the 3rd. Join us for a silent and live auction, cocktail hour, dinner, and dancing. This great Gatsby-themed celebration will be held at the Lions Hill Vineyard in Bremen and is an event not to be missed. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is a rainy Thursday. It's January 25th. And today we have a very special guest in the studio to join us to discuss the upcoming Southern Elite, for the Love of Baseball, one-day instructional camp where children in the West Georgia area of all age ranges, all the way from 7 up to 18, has the opportunity to work on their baseball form. And they have the opportunity to learn from the greats. Professional baseball players such as John Rocker and Otis Nixon, and one of those professional baseball players, which has joined us today to chat about the camp, which he will be participating in, is Stephen Woodard. Mr. Woodard is a former professional baseball pitcher. He played all or parts of seven seasons in Major League Baseball from 1997 until 2003 for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cleveland Indians, Texas Rangers, and Boston Red Sox. His last professional season, Woodard pitched in the Florida Marlins organization for the AAA affiliate, the Albuquerque Isotopes, and has continued to serve as a color commentator for the American Legion World Series broadcasts on ESPN3. Steve, thank you so much, man, for waking up and joining us on the program today.
Hey, man, how you doing today? Looking forward to it.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're doing great. We're very excited to, I mean, we were excited to have the opportunity to talk about For the Love of Baseball, just that camp, let alone get to talk to a professional baseball player ourselves. Sir, if we could, I would love to for you to take it away. Could you tell us, for those who may just be tuning in, could you please tell folks a bit about your history with the sport of baseball? Perhaps what drew you to that sport as a kid, what gave you that special connection to that, and a bit about your professional history that brought you to this place here.
Yeah, for sure. Just like any other kid, I think growing up, I'm from Alabama. I grew up in Hartsville, Alabama, and just love playing sports. I think I wanted to play any type of professional sport, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, but started playing baseball at a very, very young age. At 3 years old, started playing T-ball, and I guess I've been playing ever since, but something that my parents, my dad, got me involved in at a very, very young age, and getting out in the backyard and doing things with my parents and my dad, I think that's where I grew to love the game, and played all the way up through, elementary, junior high school, and played basketball, and kind of got into about seventh, eighth grade, and I realized, I may have opportunity, I was a little different than some, I threw the ball pretty hard and was, a pretty good baseball player, thought of mine, if I kept working at it really, really hard, I might have an opportunity one day to either, at that point in time, I wouldn't even really, thinking I would make it to the big leagues. That was a dream. I wanted to play college baseball and then through high school, started throwing harder and harder and got up to my senior year. I was I was throwing 90-94 my senior year, but
wow.
But before my senior year, I was a lot of work, was blessed by God with that talent to be able to do that. And ended up signing with the University of Tennessee before my senior year of high school. Then after my high school year, the draft come along there. Back then it was the first week of June, or the last week of May back in 94. And ended up getting drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers and ended up signing. And from that point on, I was, in professional baseball. So baseball has taught me, a lot of valuable things through life, just hard work, dedication, you know, believing in something and showing if, you know, you work for something, you know, there's always going to be those downs, you know. You just a matter of how you're going to handle it when things ain't going good. And baseball teaches you a lot of those things. And that's a lot of the things we want to teach these kids, you know, and get them to love the game and like we all did. You know, if I'm sitting here adding up, I want to say there's probably over 100 years of experience that will be here at this baseball camp helping teach all these kids how to, you know, how to play the game and play the game the right way.
And I did a perfect time to just remind listeners that camp, the For the Love of Baseball instructional camp. You still have time to register for that. If folks are listening, and your child's in the back seat, just so excited at the prospect of having the opportunity to learn from the greats, hands-on the opportunity to learn fundamentals of the game. The camp's actually going to be on Saturday, February 10th. So you still have time to register for that. Steve, so I appreciate you actually taking it in that direction about, you know, the lessons and the personal development that accompanied your experience with the sport, that, you know, learning the importance of teamwork and integrity and overcoming obstacles. Why is it so important that players like yourself, with professional players, continue to make it a point to participate in with organizations like Southern Elite and others, and have these sort of experiences on the field with these kids? You know, could you speak a bit to the importance of that and the importance of not just handing on these, you know, the technical fundamentals of the game, but right, all of these other qualities that you discussed?
Well, I tell you what, me personally, okay, so, you know, we were going back a little bit about me. I have about 300 kids I play work with, you know, myself personally. Plus, you know, I used to do, you know, talking about camps, I've probably done, you know, 30 to 40 camps a year. And that slowed down a little bit when COVID come around, you know. But before that, I was doing tons and tons of camps. But here with the Southern Elite, you know, Jeff Dollar, Jeff, got to be good friends with Jeff, and Jeff and Kim, kind of started this and got, you know, John Rocker, John and I were really one of the first ones that got involved doing the camps and stuff. But for me personally, you know, I just love to see it when a kid understands something, gets something, you see them excited about it and they're having fun with it. And I think it just helps in so many different directions in their life. You know, not every kid is going to be able to play, you know, college baseball, and every kid is going to be able to play professional baseball. Very few ever have those opportunities. But, you know, the thing is we can show them the right ways to be able to be able to do that, and show them that baseball is just, you know, not just about, you know, necessarily, you know, just baseball, but it's about learning that, like you just were saying, all these little things that will happen the rest of your life, you know, showing when things ain't going right, how are you going to handle these situations, and what are you going to do when something's not going right in your life? Are you going to give up? Are you going to keep fighting and try to, you know, and try to win? And I personally, and I know all these guys that will be helping with this, we always get a great feeling deep down in our heart when we see kids get something. We see them smiling, having fun, and you know, and it's just a blast. And baseball is a blast. I mean, every one of us that, you know, from, you know, John to Johnny Estrada to Ron Jackson, we'll talk about some of these guys, but we all have fun when we're around each other. We're all joking around, having fun, cutting jokes at each other. And baseball does that. I mean, and that's I think that's the part of the baseball that I miss the most, is being in the clubhouse and hanging out with the guys and doing things like that. That was a lot of fun for me, and I miss that part of that.
Absolutely. Well, time is 8:38. We'll go ahead and take our first commercial break, but please stay with us. We're going to continue our conversation with professional baseball pitcher Steve Woodard as we chat more about the upcoming For the Love of Baseball Fundamentals Camp. It's a one-day instructional camp coming up Saturday, February 10th. There's still time to register your little slugger for this camp. Don't miss it. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:40. Today is January 25th, and we're talking about baseball. Baseball. We have Steve Woodard, professional baseball pitcher, played for all parts of seven seasons in Major League Baseball from 97 to 2003. You recognize him playing with the Milwaukee Brewers, the Indians, the Rangers, Boston Red Sox, and something I actually left out earlier. His game score of 91 is still the highest by any debutant pitcher in American League history. Steve, thank you again for coming on the program. It's so great to get to chat about this. So for folks at home that are tuning in, you know, Steve's kind enough to come on the show because he will be participating in the upcoming For the Love of Baseball one-day instructional camp that is put together by a lot of our the Southern groups of coaches from Southern Elite, Jeff Dollar and Kim Dollar from Dollar Heating and Air and the Dollar Foundation and the Braxton Dollar Foundation. And some good work is coming out of this, not just being able to raise funds for our local baseball teams, but also having the opportunity to change a kid's life. I mean, if a kid loves baseball, what is more awesome than learning the fundamentals and having his form perfected by a legend like Steve Woodard? Steve, let's hop right back into it. So, you know, as you mentioned in the last segment, you personally, you know, you work with over 300 kids, helping them out, coaching them, inspiring them. Could you just sort of take us through your experience with working with camps like these? How did these first start? And then we can talk a bit more about For the Love of Baseball.
Yeah, probably over 10 years ago with Jeff. I met Jeff actually through John Rocker. John Rocker and I played together. We knew each other coming up, and you know, I knew him when he was with the Braves because I was playing against the Braves when I played with the Brewers. And actually, John then got traded over to Cleveland, to the Indians. So I was there with the Indians, and that's how John and I met. And John and I were, you know, together pretty much every day, you know, eating lunch and at the ballpark and doing stuff. And met Jeff through that, and we, you know, come up with the idea of, you know, from doing some baseball camps to give back to kids and help kids. And that's how kind of the Southern Elite camps got started. And, you know, then we evolved into, you know, having all these guys, you know, and we talk about some of the guys that will be there, John Rocker, Johnny Estrada, Ron Jackson, you know, Joey Hamilton, Otis Nixon, Wes Helms, Donnell Nixon. So, you know, like I was saying, there's over probably 100 years of Major League Baseball experience there to just be able to help a kid that does come to this camp. And where do you get that? I wish I'd have had that when I was growing up, but I didn't have these opportunities for things like this. So it's pretty amazing. It would be for me, for a kid, to be around guys like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's the kind of thing that happened in movies when we were growing up, and you know, in the 80s and 90s, you know, this isn't the kind of thing that you could really get to do. And here we have West Georgia area kids that have the same passion and love for the game as you do. They have the opportunity to learn from the greats. I mean that is surreal. I mean, that is surreal to imagine. And I think that would be great, you know, for parents that are tuning in. Could you kind of take them through, if there are any parents who are, you know, just really thinking about maybe signing their kid up for this, could you talk a bit about what the experience is like, what the process, what folks can expect if they were to register for this camp and get to learn from the greats like yourself and Mr. Rocker and Nixon and so on?
Yeah, the way I always divide it up and the way we always fix it up is we'll have all kinds of stations, you know, usually anywhere from 6 to 7 stations set up. So we'll go through, you know, we'll go through hitting. We'll have a hitting station. We'll have a base running station. We'll have a pitching station. We'll have a fielding station for infield. We'll have an outfield station. Base running, we'll have a speed and agility, speed and agility station to work with. It's a little bit of everything. So what we're doing throughout the day is we'll just rotate. You know, we'll spend a certain amount of time in each one, and each kid gets to go through each station. And sometimes we were able to go through it quick, and we go through it twice, and we'll get to go through stations twice. So usually stations will last anywhere from, probably around 25, 30 minutes each station. So you're getting to spend a lot of time with, each individual coach. And, it always works out good, just being around. I actually learn things when I'm at the camp, just being around all these guys that I've always been around. There's always things that you can learn and, little tidbits and little things about the game, that'll come up. So, no, you're going to get such great instruction. If I was a parent, I'd be like, I'd jump on this in a heartbeat to get your kid there. And, hopefully we can help your kid learn the game and become a better baseball player.
And I think it was cool in the last segment, which a reminder to listeners, of course, this episode will be uploaded as a podcast to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com. You're going to want to hear the full story. You're going to want to hear all about the beginning of our conversation, mine and Mr. Woodard's. But in the last segment, you were commenting on, some of the best memories you have of this sport are the times that you were spending in the clubhouse with the other players, just, goofing around, learning from each other, just talking about life. I mean, I imagine that there's an element of that here, no doubt. I mean, to get to reunite with some of these players and get to hang out with your peers who have that shared experience. And then it seems like you have the opportunity to pass that kinship, that brotherhood on to the next generation of players, whether they be boys or girls, whoever can come out. I mean, this is an opportunity to experience that camaraderie, both for them and for you, I imagine.
Oh, it is. And, throughout the year, we do see each other do things, whether it be a golf tournament, charity golf tournament, or different things, we see each other. But even for the parents also, during the middle of this in here, usually around lunch, we'll do a question and answer, So we'll do a Q&A where parents and even the kids, people can ask some questions and hear us and hear some of our answers of maybe things that helped us get there, maybe something that changed our life or somebody that influenced us or, somebody growing up. Roger Clemens, for instance, was a hero that when I was growing up, that's who I loved, We had those T-shirts with the big faces on it, and Roger Clemens was him and Oral Hershiser and guys like that were the guys that I idolized and wanted to be like one day. And, it's kind of ironic also that my first game in the big leagues was against my boyhood idol, Roger Clemens. So that's who I pitched against my very first game in the big league. So you just never know. Dreams come true, man. It's just according sometimes how hard you want to work to achieve those dreams. And I think you'll hear that in these stories from all of us. Every one of us have a different story, a unique story, come from different places and had different work ethics and things like that that got us to that point. So it's fun. It is. It's a lot of fun. And sometimes you'll hear some things you don't need to hear, stories, but it's a good time, man. It really is. So.
That is awesome. I mean, it is. I mean, I'm just imagining like a 7 to 13 year old. I mean, I'm just imagining like a kid hanging out, getting to hear these stories. Some stories he may not need to be hearing, and I think that's the coolest thing. Like they get to be a part of that, and they get to learn from you. And they get to, mistakes that you might have made throughout your life, or throughout your professional career, to be able to turn around and be like, all right, this is what I ran up against. This is what I had to overcome. And being able to share that with this next generation of players that's going to keep the spirit of the game alive. Now, the most important part of this camp is of course, the handing down some of these lessons that the sport has taught you, that your experiences have taught you. And handing on these the skills and the fundamentals, perfecting their game so that they can, that increases their confidence, and enhances their game. This situation, this camp sounds very one-on-one. I know that it may not be necessarily one-on-one as you're going to be moving through these stations, but I mean, this is a huge opportunity for these kids to get to meet you, let alone learn from you. I mean, would there be a chance or an opportunity for these campers to possibly, get an autograph from you, maybe take a picture with you before they leave?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody that's going to be involved in the camp, you know, they're going to get a T-shirt. They're going to get to get autographs, pictures, whatever they want. You know, we all are sitting there, staying there to make sure that that happens at the end of the camp and, you know, answering questions. You know, it's very personable. I mean, it's funny because, you know, I remember kids from, you know, years and years ago from camps just because, you know, you just, you know, when you're in a station helping a kid, you just remember that, you know, you remember these kids at the end of the camp. You remember it when they come up and you're signing an autograph for them. You're like, hey, did you learn this? You remember that? So remember that when you get home, work on that. So it does. It becomes very personable. And, you know, and I love that aspect of it. And I think we've done a very good job at treating it like that because, you know, that's something, a memory, something a kid will always remember, and it'll always bring that kid back to baseball and remember baseball and love baseball.
I mean, all I can think about is which one of these kids are going to be calling into this program in 10 to 15 years, professional players that are turning around and doing like you're doing now, trying to go back and inspire the next generation. I can't wait to see which one of them, because maybe it's a lot of them, but I'm so excited to know that, you know, that is the direction that this takes these kids. It really shows them that anything's possible. And, you know, here you are, got to have these great experiences on the field. Now you're able to bring those here to educate these students, help their grow their confidence, grow their skill. I mean, it's a much needed light on a very, very rainy day. Time is 8:50, so we're just going to go ahead and take our second commercial break. And then what we'll do is we'll jump right back into our conversation with Steve Woodard, wrap up that conversation about the For the Love of Baseball one-day instruction camp coming up Saturday, February 10th. There's still time to register. You can register your student, your child, to participate in this. All you got to do is visit SouthernEliteCamps.com. That's SouthernEliteCamps.com. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school celebrating over 62 years of academic excellence. I'm Patrick Huran, head of school, inviting you to join us for our 36th annual Spring Gala on February the 3rd. Join us for a silent and live auction, cocktail hour, dinner, and dancing. This great Gatsby-themed celebration will be held at the Lions Hill Vineyard in Bremen and is an event not to be missed. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:52, January 25th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We're talking about baseball, particularly the Southern Elite Camp's upcoming one-day instructional camp, the For the Love of Baseball one-day instructional camp. It's coming up Saturday, February 10th. There's still time to sign up your young baseball fanatic for this camp, Southern Elite Camps.com. They have the opportunity to learn fundamentals and learn life lessons, as we have established during this program, from legendary professional baseball players, of which there are so many. I mean, just to name a few, you know, you got John Rocker, you got Otis Nixon, Papa Joe Jackson, we got, and of course, Steve Woodard. Woodard himself is on the show with us. Be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode so that you can hear the full story and hear about how he's giving back to the community after so many awesome years of playing baseball. Steve, I, this is a little off topic, but I got to ask you because, I mean, we it's not often you get an opportunity to chat with a professional baseball pitcher. But real quick, what do you think about the new rules in baseball as far as, you know, time limits between pitches, larger bases? Would you like to speak on that at all?
Well, I tell you what, man, games changed a lot over the years, and we know it's going to kind of, you know, over the next 20 years, it's going to change more. I was a pitcher. I worked fast. So, you know, I mean, there was never a time that you had ever had to worry about me, like, missing a time clock anyway. So, you know, I wonder if, you know, as we go through here over the next few years, we see guys get hurt, more pitchers get hurt because, you know, they're because of the time clock. That's one of the issues I've always wondered with it, you know, because they're having to, you know, feels like maybe they're having to rush in between pitches and, you know, not necessarily. Sometimes you want to take a little more time in between a pitch, but it don't mean you're going to take forever, but. So I wonder that aspect of it. As far as the bases, you know, being a pitcher, I was not on the bases a lot, but you know, that's a little different. And, you know, that's a safety issue is why they're doing that. You know, for those reasons. You know, things are changing, man. I mean, we got cameras everywhere. You know, you can watch things now that we never got to watch. It's just, it's completely. You know, back then we used to. If I wanted to go and watch a game over again, it was a VHS tape, you know, so you had to push fast forward and rewind and hope and wait 5 minutes sometimes for it to get rewound to watch the game again. So, you know, the game is it's a great game, and, you know, they're just trying to make it interesting for kids and trying to, you know, and make it where when you go to a ball game, you're not there for 4 hours to watch a ball game. You know, you're there and you can get back home and be back home in time to go to bed and get up to go to school the next day.
Absolutely. Man, thank you so much for providing some thoughts on that. That's so interesting. So, you know, we only have a handful of time left, about 5 minutes. I'd love to add, you know, I'd love to know, tell us about what's next for you. I know that you're, you know, you're still color commentator for the American Legion Baseball. Tell us about what you're going to be working on and what's next for you.
Well, I tell you what, it's funny. It seems like every day of my life I wake up, it's the same thing. It's been baseball, I guess, for the last 40 years of my life, 40-something years of my life every day. But as far as, you know, I do the American Legion World Series. I'm involved with that. I've done that for the last 6 years. So that's always in August there at Shelby, North Carolina. So I've been fortunate enough to be the, you know, the analyst for that World Series, which is on ESPN2 and, you know, ESPN3. So that's a blast. As far as me personally, you know, I still work with kids. You know, I'm in Wisconsin a good bit, you know, in Fenimore, Wisconsin, around that area, you know, which is about 2 hours outside of Milwaukee, which I played most of my career there. Love Wisconsin, love doing things there. But I'm not far from, you know, there in Carrollton, Georgia. I'm about 2 hours from Carrollton, Georgia. And actually, where we're going to have the camp at, which I don't think we've even really said, but Central High School there in Carrollton, Georgia. I wanted to bring that up, you know, and thank them for that. You know, that's a great great place, great complex, and a very good school. So that's where that'll be put on. But no, I just staying involved in the game. I think all of us are involved in the game in some way, and it's kind of once you play professional baseball, I think it's one of those things where you don't ever get out of the game. I think you'll do it till the day you die. So, you know, game's been good to me, and I'm going to try to give back as much as I can, you know, to the game of baseball and to help kids.
That's so awesome, Steve. Thank you, sir. That's great. And you know, one last time, we can leave listeners with this, just real quick. You know, why do parents that are tuning into this program, why do they really need to seize this opportunity to sign their kid up for this experience?
Well, I tell you what, man, just to learn the game of baseball from, you know, like I said, I think there's over 100 years of experience that'll be there. But heck, if I was a parent, I'd want to be there if you can, you know, to hear some of these stories and hear maybe John Rocker say something that he shouldn't say or something like that, you know. It's a blast. I mean, it really is. Any kid, you know, it don't matter what age. I think last year, you know, we had a lot of the older kids that were at the camp. They ended up, they were staying. They threw some extra pitches there at the camp and had an opportunity to be around Joey Hamilton, you know, which pitched in the big leagues for like 13, 14 years, I think. And then John and I, and we were all there working with a couple of kids. So you just never know, you know, what you're going to get into at some of these camps and stuff. And I think it'd be a great experience for any kid of any level, any age, to have that opportunity.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it from the man himself, Steve Woodard. If your child loves baseball, is wanting to play baseball, learning to play baseball, be sure to check out SouthernEliteCamps.com so that they can participate in this For the Love of Baseball one-day instructional camp coming up Saturday, February 10th. Only $125 to register, and lunch and shirt is included. You get a T-shirt from it. Do not miss this opportunity. There's also a special beginners fundamental camp that's also available for ages 4 to 6. More information about that and more can be found on SouthernEliteCamps.com. Steve, what an honor, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the program today. And thank you for the good work that you are doing with kids and the sport of baseball all over the country.
Thank you. I had a blast. I enjoyed it.
Excellent. And to all of you tuning in at home, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WL